What's going on, Daily Dosers? Austin here, and I'm bringing you guys today's message. And I want to explain to you guys why in the season of COVID, my kids are getting really good at Mario. But first, we're going to hop into Psalm 34. And the Psalms for me have been just completely resonating with my life right now. And I think for you as well, because David, in the Psalms and in all the different writers and authors, they're able to articulate so many of the emotions that we're playing with right now, where there's frustration and acknowledging that God is bigger than these situations. And I really appreciate David's ability to be candid with God. In a season like this, we're angry, we're frustrated, we're anxious, we're slowly losing all hope. And that's okay. And David, I think, really articulates that well for us. So we'll jump into Psalm 34. But in a season like this, my kids are at home and we are getting to spend so much time together. We have a Nintendo Switch, so we've been playing Super Mario Odyssey. And my four-year-old absolutely loves to play this game all the time. But then he runs into problems where he finds one of the bad guys or he needs to do this challenge and he needs help. And he always comes to me. And it's one of my favorite things because I can lay in bed with my boys and play the Switch. And we're just constantly spending time together where they're coming to me and said, "Dad, I need help. I need you to do this. I need your assistance with this part." And it's one of the best things that has ever happened to me in parenting, where my boys want me to help them play Mario. And I'm so, so eager to do it. And they also think that I'm very good at it and mom's not. So that's a whole different story. But I am the Mario master in our house. But I think that that's such a fun little analogy for our relationship with God in this season of COVID, where so often we're feeling these emotions and we feel so isolated, we feel so alone, we're not able to do church with our friends and family right now. But together as a Christian body, if we stand united and stand hopeful in the truth that we have with Jesus Christ, I think God can do some amazing things in our life and the hope that we bring to other people. Specifically in Psalm 34, where David is writing this. Let's jump on in. It's Psalm 34, verse 4, and then I'm going to jump to 15 through 18. And it says, "I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fear." And in verse 15, it says this, "The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off from memory of them from the earth." And in the last part I'm going to read, it says, "The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." And church, as we dive into the word, and my hope and my encouragement for today with this daily dose is that that's on our heart today. That the righteous cry out and the Lord hears them. He delivers those from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. And in a season like this, where we feel isolated, we feel alone, just know that there's another in the fire. There's the worship song that we're singing right now in all of our campuses, where it just highlights the fact that God is always there with us. He's always there to help us. Again, I never want to say that I'm like God in this scenario, but with my boys, I'm always there to help them when we're playing these video games because I want to be there. And I think when we project that onto God's relationship with us, he wants to help us. He wants to be there. And if we stay in tune with the Bible, if we dive into the word and stay prayerful through this season, God's going to hear our cries. And he's going to be there for us as we're brokenhearted. And church, I know this has been one of the weirdest seasons we've ever walked through as a church, as a country. But if we lose sight of the hope that we have in Jesus Christ, that scares me. And so I just want to encourage you today, as you go out, wherever you're headed, to remain steadfast in the fact that God hears our cries, that we're brokenhearted, but he's there to comfort us. He's there to carry us through whatever trials, whatever burdens we're carrying right now. He's there to lift those for us. So as you go out today, be reminded of that. And I hope that you find strength and encouragement to go out today and just share the gospel, to share the love, the hope that we have in Jesus Christ, and to live in that so that we can go out and just have the best day ever. I'll see you guys next time.